We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and AB was off the last couple of days because she actually got a little sneak peek to Shawn Mendes' new music. Shawn Mendes, one of the biggest artists on the planet, but took a long break from making music as he focused on his mental health. He actually canceled some of the rest of his tour dates to focus on mental health. And so him releasing a new album, a lot of people are curious of what this new Shawn will sound like, what it will be like, and seeing him back out into the spotlight. And so AB got to go to like this like private, exclusive, intimate debut of the album before it's even released. Because I had asked you, AB, first off, how did you get signed up for this? And the album got pushed back. So did he?
It did.
It's not going to release until November. Did you guys still get to hear the music?
So originally, the album was supposed to come out about 10 days before my concert.
Yeah.
And then like a week or two ago, he ended up saying, it's not ready. I'm pushing it out a month.
That would make me so mad. Yeah.
We didn't really know what to expect. The ticket situation was very odd because this isn't a world tour like he normally does. There's only like 10 or 20 concerts he's doing. And
this was to play the new music for like the first time in front of an audience, right?
Yeah. So it was like very like intimate, smaller venues. That's why I got to see it at Red Rocks because he wasn't doing stadiums. But the way you got tickets was when he announced he was doing this, he was like, you have to sign up for a specific city. And then you have to get selected, and then you're able to buy tickets. So originally, my sisters and I all signed up for Nashville, and then nobody got selected. And we were like signing up on everybody we knew's phones. And we were like, okay, we're not getting selected, whatever. And then about 3 weeks ago, he was like, okay, last minute, I'm going to Red Rock. Sign up if you want tickets. So we all signed up, and then we got selected for that one,
which
was crazy. So like we signed up thinking, oh, there's no way this is going to happen, and then we ended up getting selected.
Red Rocks is known as like the best place to see a concert in the country.
Yeah, and it's always been like a bucket list thing for me to see a concert there, and a concert that like fits there. Like I don't want to see some like random band that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he played his new album top to bottom, so he played every single song, and I love it.
But how did you like vibe? Like, I feel like I wouldn't like going to a concert where I don't know any of the music.
It was like, I don't know why. I was nervous about it too, but it wasn't really an issue. Like, everybody was still like standing and kind of dancing around and just being able to like, my sisters and I, every time a new album would come out, we would sit there and we would listen to it together. So it was like a better version of being able to do that.
I think it's cool that you got to hear the music before anyone else.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of people that have heard his new music. You
it's
are one of those people, right?
It's completely different than any other song he has released.
Because
normally it's very like poppy, you know, like kind of more radio type music. Yeah. But it's very folky.
Interesting.
And like, I don't want to say country, but a little bit.
Oh.
It's very like you're sitting around a campfire singing with your friends.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's the vibe he's going for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it was more mature music then? Because I feel
yes.
like when you're like a pop star, everyone kind of thinks of you as a younger star.
Yeah, I think
his music's matured, almost like a Harry Styles.
I think it's more mature. He's very honest with his music. Like the lyrics are just very honest, where it might have been, I don't want to say less honest before, but more like generic-ish.
Mainstream kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it is not mainstream at all.
Does he, so... Does he talk about some of his issues with mental health and his struggles? Does he talk about some of those past relationships? Because he's like dated Camila Cabello, is probably the most public relationship he's ever had because they dated for so long. But also he was connected to Sabrina Carpenter on tour and stuff like that.
He didn't name anybody, obviously, but he talked about love and how it feels to be in love and then have to go through like heartbreak in the public eye. Ooh. And he kind of like introed every song talking about like, this is kind of what I was going through when I wrote it, which was also cool because normally you listen to an album and you just kind of have to wonder.
Yeah.
I've always thought that would be so cool to do and have artists do, because there's so many stories from the songwriting perspective.
Yeah, I feel like every time I've ever been to a concert, like maybe an artist will like share the backstory of like maybe one song.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear like a little backstory of every single song is so special. So that's awesome. You got to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Now, it wasn't the only thing that made headlines at the Shawn Mendes experience. Not the fact that AB got to listen to some of that new music. The music is changing and morphing. But Shawn Mendes opened up.
Yeah, people are saying that this was his most personal concert and the most honest he's ever been. I'll share why in just 3 minutes.
All right, we'll jump into the Hollywood hashtag with that.